guys are good. How'd you like to work full-time for the Justice Department?
Resisting arrest to the other charges. Come on, get him out of here.
Let's go, come on.
So far, so good.
Well, that's the target. Don't be misled by that pretty face. She's a very perceptive and together young lady. Name, Ann Metzger. Age 24, IQ 146.
Genius level.
Yes, unfortunately, the genius is misdirected. Now, this is the rest of her team. You'll remember Anthony Weston from the airport. This is Hank Colby and Mike Smith. Now, Colby and Smith handle the rough stuff.
Weston was the pickup man.
Now, for the past 6 months, this group, headed by Metzger, has been running one of the largest stolen security rackets on the East Coast.
If you know so much about her, why haven't you picked her up?
I can answer that. She wouldn't be where she is today without help. Somebody on the inside, high up in the securities business. We want that person as much as we want Ann.
That isn't the only one we want. There's someone else. Twice now, Miss Metzger has been tipped just before she went to meet her inside contact. And we have no idea how that information was leaked.
That's something else we want to find out.
She's got somebody in our camp, so we're going to plant somebody in hers. Now, if everybody will pay close attention, I'll tell you how this thing is going to go down. Joe, you're going to be working with Special Agent Wilson.
Pleasure.
I wouldn't be too sure of that yet.
Since we have Metzger's pickup man temporarily out of circulation, we're going to replace him with one of our own people. That's going to be you, Frank.
Joe, Melanie, we've arranged for a hotel room for you just opposite Miss Metzger's hotel, an easy visual range.
All we have to do now is figure out how to arrange the job interview.
If you've studied her file like I have, you'll be very careful how you fill out your application.
How do we go about it?
Well, how do you feel about discos?
Why do you ask?
Metzger has a special disco she usually goes to whenever she's in town, and we think it's a contact point. So tonight, you're going to be in there waiting for her.
If you'll excuse me, thanks.
I'm fine, thank you. Well, Anthony told me you come here all the time.
Anthony who?
Anthony Weston.
I'm sorry, I don't know any Anthony Weston.
I assure you do, he worked for you until he got busted this morning.
I don't think I got your name.
Nick Williams.
Uh-huh. And have you heard from Anthony since he was arrested?
All I've heard is that the feds are giving him a hard time and he can't make bail.
What is it you do, Nicky?
Oh, whatever comes easiest pays the best.
Are you looking for a job?
Well, that depends what kind of job you had in mind.
Well, I'm short-handed, and if I should use you, it'll be very profitable. What do you say?
I say count me in.
It's not that easy. I have to know a few things about you.
Telephone, Miss Metzger.
Excuse me. Hello? Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh. I've got it. Bye. Matter of fact, I think I might be able to use you. Why don't you come by my hotel tomorrow? It's the Hotel Orient, and we can talk a little bit more first.
It's a date.
It's not a date. I'm talking about work.
So am I.
You know him?
Not as well as I should. Now let's find out how he reacts under stress conditions.
That's enough.
was that supposed to prove?
Just testing. And you passed. See you tomorrow?
I doubt it.
What a shame. It could have been useful.
You all right?
I'm fine.
What about tomorrow?
I wouldn't miss it.
Was any kind of contact made in there?
A phone call.
That must have been it.
How long have you been hanging around here?
If you're asking me if I saw the whole thing, the answer is yes.
And you didn't step in?
You were holding your own. Come on, let's go.
Thanks.
Who was that guy anyway?
Oh, just some undercover fed.
All right, Metzger's just left her room. She's coming down the elevator. Now stay with her.
Okay, here she comes. I've got her. She's taking a cab.
All right, that's good. Now you stay with her. She's probably going to meet her contact.
Got her in sight again.
The securities?
They're in there. $700,000 worth.
Looks like we're in business.
What's going on over there?
Not much. Colby and Smith just came down from their rooms. As usual, Anne seems to be playing Queen of the Hill. like somebody's at the door. It's your brother.
Let me take a look.
I hope you can pull it off. Ann Metzger's one very smart cookie.
He'll make it happen.
You sound very sure of yourself.
I'm real sure of Frank. You're leaving. I wish I knew what they were up to. I'm gonna have to wire him for sound. Ann Metzger's such a smart lady. What's she doing in this line of work?
Heredity? Environment? Maybe a combination of both. You can take your pick from her file. Ann Metzger. She never knew her mother. Father was a numbers runner. When she was 12 years old, her father tried to run a roadblock the police had set up on the Jersey Turnpike. Want some coffee?
No, thanks.
Anyway, Ann, her kid brother and sister were in the back seat. The car skidded, went out of control. Annie was thrown clear. There wasn't enough left for the rest of the family to bury.
You think this might be her way of taking revenge on the law?
In a way, I think she must blame the police for what happened. After that, the usual story. Institutions, foster homes.
That's tough. Still, a lot of people grow up with that kind of background, and they manage to get themselves together.
I guess so. Hey, why don't we leave Ann Metzger's psychiatric profile up to the prison psychiatrists?
The securities and bonds she rips off. Why does she come here to unload them?
I don't know. That's something else we're going to have to find out.
And you could blow everything.
Colby, they're so heartless. They've gone to all this trouble. First they bust poor West, and then they plant this man with us. Let's not ruin their fun.
Where's the fun?
Think about it, both of you. What better insurance policy could we possibly have than a Fed making the pickups for us? If they move in on us, we just scream entrapment.
Would that hold up in court?
That I can promise you. They'd never have an indictment. Matter of fact, we can use him for lots of things. And then we dump him.
How's it going, Ann?
So far, so good. She seems to like me. Maybe even trust me.
Make sure she's not playing a lot of games with you.
You know, actually, I haven't done a thing she said more like it. I've been arguing with her all morning. She enjoys it. An intriguing lady.
Those are the kind that go for the throat.
Yeah, I'll keep it in mind.
Here, hide this. Keep it on you. I'll be monitoring you.
Little brother is watching?
Little brother is always watching. You take care of yourself.
Always.
Seven a loser, pay the line. Next shooter.
How do I play this game anyway?
Just roll the dice, honey. I'll let you know when you win.
two. I rolled a six.
Six a point.
Now all you have to do is roll it again. Easy game, huh?
Yes, great.
Nine. Eight a field.
Is that good?
Heartache.
Hey, sweetheart, where you going? Six is your point. You get to roll.
Six is your point, sweetheart. We're partners, okay?
Okay. Six, one time.
Threw the dice three times. Three men split from the table, one after each roll.
So
I think it was some sort of signal or something.
Does Frank know what the signal is?
Not from the look on his face. He looks as confused as I am.
Well, you know how the lady likes to play games, dealing riddles.
Yeah, well, she's doing a pretty good job of it.
Here you go.
What's in it?
Negotiable bonds.
Are they hot?
Hot enough to get you 5 years. Still game? Switch, huh? You want to try again?
Yeah, let's do it.
That was a good day's work. Can your boss show her appreciation by buying you dinner?
Why not?
Things went very smoothly today.
You're very professional.
Isn't that the way they're supposed to go?
You know, I think I'm going to enjoy working with you.
I have a secret to tell you. I had the same feeling. There's something different about you. Would you like to get some fresh air?
Just look. There must be 1,000 people for every light, and yet you only see the lights, not the people. You know why?
I'm tempted to say because it's dark, but I guess you have a better explanation.
Because they don't matter. They're just small, petty, miserable, leading meaningless lives, blindly following the rules. That's why they're down there, and I'm up here.
And why are you any different?
because I'm not afraid of anything. And I have a feeling you're the same way. In fact, that's why you're different. You're the first man that's not afraid of me.
Is there any reason why I should be?
Not when you put it like that. Your brother's very convincing.
Yes, he is, isn't he? He's closing the drapes. What is he doing?
It was terrific. Let's try it again.
My name is Nikki. It's Frank. Frank Hardy. Until a few minutes ago, I was the most dangerous person in your life.
Transmission last night.
The bug was smashed.
What?
Anne was wearing a brooch. When she took it off, she palmed it. I figured it might have been some kind of scanner. I was lucky. I had just enough time to show her the bug before she might have found it.
Anything more on the stolen securities? How they're dropped?
They were all at different places. The first was in front of a building on Baltic Avenue downtown. The second, a parking lot. The third, in front of the Department of Water and Power.
How did the buyers know where to go? We've had the hotel covered like a blanket. She hasn't received any phone calls or visitors. We've even checked her mail.
The drops have something to do with the dice table. Some kind of code.
You have any idea what kind of code?
Not really. But the men at the table are the same men that are used in the drops. I've got to get back.
Wait a second. Can I ask you a question? Are you all right?
Yeah, what makes you think I'm not?
Let's just call it a feeling.
Joe, take it easy. It'll work out. Let it play.
$1.5 million. But this sense of the account is cleaned out.
Colby and Smith will have to make the pickup.
The police are watching me too closely.
Is that wise?
They can handle it. Contact them and let them know where.
And, when are we going to settle our account?
I'll stay in touch. Bye.
Isn't it about time you let me in on everything?
Be patient, darling.
Thank you.
Maybe you should be a little more careful. What are you doing, anyway?
Planning a homing device. Be quiet.
Do you realize that you could be jeopardizing my entire... this entire operation? If Anne even suspects she...
Come here.
You had to have it your way, didn't you? If they find that homing device...
She's not around. Those two aren't exactly brain donors. Don't worry, they won't find it. Smith and Colby to a health club where they picked up the securities. Heard Colby say the operation would be wrapped up in a couple of hours.
Couple of hours, huh? Are you sure?
I'm positive. In fact, Smith made some crack about retiring.
Sounds like they're closing up shop, all right. Harry, it looks like we're not going to be able to tie Anne into that inside contact. I don't want to lose them both. I suggest we move while we've got a bird in hand.
Yeah, I guess you're right. We want to make sure that Colby and Smith are with her when this thing goes down. We don't want those two to slip through our fingers.
Okay, changing of the guard time. Hey, what's going on?
Your big moment has arrived. We're going to bust Anne.
You know, I'm really going to enjoy finally meeting that witch face to face. But isn't this kind of short notice?
It's now or never. We just have to hold off until Colby and Smith show.
Wait a minute, what about Frank? He's caught in the middle.
I'll get word to him.
Well, let me do it. I mean, she didn't see me at the airport or anything. I'll get to him somehow.
See, the will was contested, so the securities were put in a vault at the brokerage house until it was settled. Those things can take years sometimes.
So who gets them out of the vault? It must be an officer of the firm.
Right. It was a vice president, to be precise.
You still haven't told me the name of the inside man.
Why is it so important that you know?
I've leveled with you. I think it's about time you're up front with me.
Yeah, I guess you're right. It's just I had to be careful. You...
Who is it?
Hotel maintenance.
Howdy. Ma'am? You folks don't mind me. I'll just go about my business.
Is there a problem?
Yes, ma'am. Whole air conditioning system's on the fritz. Happens every summer. Air goes. In winter, it's the heat. How do you figure? I'll just work by myself here. Just ignore me. We'll make these things like they used to. Well, I think I lucked out. This little doodad out of place. This thing ought to hold it to Nick. Frank, have you lost your mind?
The lady didn't appreciate your note.
Showed it to her?
Of course he did.
Frank, put down that gun or you're going to be buying yourself big trouble.
Do I have to spell it out for you?
I think you already have.
Then maybe you should just accept it.
I'm not accepting anything. Can't you see what she's doing to you? Can't you see that she's using you?
Maybe that's the way it started out, but not anymore.
Do you really believe that?
Yes.
I'm sorry you're my brother.
Where's your car?
It's right over here.
Better get moving.
are we going to?
To pick up the securities. My two associates have them in safekeeping for me, but the feds won't be too far behind us. We don't have that much time.
Still don't see anything?
Nope. The curtain is still drawn.
Joe should have been back 20 minutes ago. Something must have gone wrong.
Yeah, let's not wait any longer. Let's go over there right now.
All right, let's go.
You want to tell me where we're going?
To the casino.
Are you crazy?
The last place they'll ever look is under their own noses.
I know, but why take the chance?
Because we have $1.5 million worth of negotiable securities with a street value of $500,000, and the arrangements for the sale has already been made.
Can't you contact the switchman and change the drop points?
No, unfortunately not. I don't even know their names. The arrangements have been made.
Well, who set it up like that? Your inside man. You know, you never did tell me his name.
Why do you keep pushing for it, Frank?
Because I'm committed all the way. I just want to know who the players are.
All in good time.
Anything?
No.
They're gone.
Told her who I was, and then he pulled a gun on me.
And you're Frank? I can't believe that.
Believe it. They both got out of here with the securities.
Frank must have had a good reason.
I can tell you what the reason is in one word. Ann.
I tried to warn you. We're not dealing with any ordinary lady.
Does anybody have any idea where they might have gone?
Well, I guess they went somewhere to dump those securities, but they could be anywhere from Indiana Avenue to the boardwalk by now.
What do you say?
They could be anywhere in the city.
That's it. That's the code, Monopoly.
What?
Indiana Avenue, the boardwalk. Remember where Frank was making the pickups? Baltic Avenue, a free parking lot. The Department of Water and Power.
Yeah, that Department of Water and Power could have been the electric company. See, every one of those names must be a name off a Monopoly board.
Monopoly originated here in Atlantic City. And every name on that board is an actual place.
And each throw of the dice represents a pickup. That's why each man split individually after each roll.
Shh. Someone's coming. All right, hold it right there.
Finished shooting yet.
You want to bet?
wrong?
Yeah, something called mistrust.
Next shooter.
Make a pickup in front of a police station?
It was the roll of the dice. You know, we only have one more pickup and we're home free.
And then where do you go?
I was thinking that we'd go to the West Coast.
Is that an invitation?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excuse me. Was there a young lady standing here a little while ago? A young man was standing alongside of her. Now, she could have only thrown the dice three times.
Yeah, there was a young lady here like that. She left about 10 minutes ago.
Can you tell us what number she rolled? It's very important.
Yes, she rolled a 5, then she came right back with a 5. And she rolled 6 for a point.
Thank you.
But I tried to tell her she...
We got the numbers. 5, 5, and 6.
Who's the shooter coming out?
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Reading Railroad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's jail. When you go to jail, you don't pass go and you don't collect any money. Could that represent a no-go at the drop-off point?
Not necessarily. Knowing Ann, she'd arrange a drop in front of the FBI headquarters. Why don't you and I take that one?
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That's St. James Place.
Yeah, that could be anywhere. I'll cruise up and down the street and see if I can spot Frank's car.
We're going to have to split up to cover all three of them anyway. I'll take the railroad depot. Let's try to keep in touch.
All right, let's do it.
You've been wanting to know everything. Okay. The firm that I get the securities from is Henderson and Company, and the man who hands them to me is Arthur Phillips.
You want to answer something for me?
Fire away.
How'd you ever get involved in such a lousy racket?
What makes you ask?
I just wanted to see whether or not you would ever really level with me.
What do you mean?
You asking me to go to the coast with you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a ticket came for you when you were out this morning. It was to Miami, one way.
Oh. I could make a lot of excuses. I don't know what to say.
You don't have to say anything.
Great.
But I have to arrest you. I'm sorry. I really am.
But I love you.
Sure.
To hear why you pointed that gun at me.
Annie was about to tell me the name of the inside man when you showed up at the door. I had to buy time.
Good work, Frank. But I was promised this collar, remember? Let's go, Ann.
It almost worked, Melanie.
Joe, what?
Frank, remember we were looking for someone on the inside? Someone who was tipping off Ann. I'd like you to meet her younger sister.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, I do. The other day, I pretended to leave the room, but I waited, and I listened at the door. You made a phone call to Ann. You told her you wanted to get away to see her.
That was not to Ann. That was to someone else, a friend.
No, it was your sister. I heard everything, including the part about using Frank.
What you thought you heard is meaningless in court, inadmissible as evidence.
Well, that's why I didn't blow the whistle right away. But Colby's testimony is admissible. Right now, he's down at the federal district attorney's office, and he's giving a complete statement. And your inside man was just picked up, Phillips.
You've been busy.
Well, I did some checking. Apparently, Ann's little sister didn't die in that car accident. She was 100 miles away at her relative's house. She grew up with a different name, a new identity. She became a special agent. They've been planning this thing for the last 2 years.
Can't you just turn your backs for a few minutes? We'll go so far away you'll forget you ever saw us. Please.
I wish we could. I honestly do.